I was talking about Harry Shearer, the guy who voices the key Simpsons characters, Principal Skinner, Mr. Burns, Ned Flanders, and how this week he's decided to call it a day. The good news, or maybe not so good news, I don't know, is that his characters are here to stay, according to the people in charge of the programme. But what happens when characters leave TV shows suddenly? Are there characters that are gone that we really miss? Mike Sheridan from entertainment.ie is here, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about that. Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Before we do get into the TV characters leaving shows, first, what do you think of Harry Shearer?
I don't know. You're saying that they're going to keep the characters.
Yes.
How is that going to work? He voices like 8 or 9 characters and like main characters too.
So very
Flanders, Skinner. There's way too many characters for it to continue without him, and it's going to be too noticeable because he's got real texture to his voice. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I think he voiced so many characters. I do not see how they can continue on without him. And you said that famous quote, kill, it's already dead. Stop, it's already dead. I think past the 10th or 11th season, I think The Simpsons, which, don't get me wrong, is one of the most seminal, best TV shows of all time, but I think it might be time for it to stop.
That's the thing, because I do two tubers, obviously, Monday to Friday on RTT. We have The Simpsons on our show, and whenever we see an episode that's post-episode 10, we're like, no! No, please!
But the classics are amazing. I remember like the Garbage Man one was on during the week, and when you see
too,
a classic one, they're so quotable, and a lot of those quotes come back to characters that Harry Shearer played. Like Maggie Roswell left a couple of years ago, who played Mrs. Lovejoy, played Ned Flanders' wife, Maud Flanders. That I can kind of get. She's very much a peripheral character. Mm-hmm. But with Harry Shearer, might as well be Homer or Bart going. I don't know how it's going to work.
The second I heard that he was going to be leaving, the first thing I did was Google impressions of his characters to see if anybody
could actually do it.
If there was anybody in the world. And every single one, nobody could get
just
it.
Get just get Seth MacFarlane in.
Exactly.
Crossover.
They did the crossover, didn't they?
They did the crossover episode,
I didn't actually see it because I was kind of
They jumped
like,
the shark years ago, though, I think.
I think so very much. But yeah, we'll see what happens with it. I hope they do cancel. They've renewed it for 2 seasons.
See, this is the thing. This is 20th Century Fox in the US, and 20th Century Fox are kind of known for doing that. They did it with The X-Files years ago. Mm-hmm. So The X-Files, I think, went 9 seasons. Duchovny left in the 7th season. So Mulder left. Gillian Anderson, Scully hung on, I think, for a season and a half, and Mulder kind of appeared sporadically in the 7th season and was replaced by Robert Patrick. Mm-hmm. So this is 20th Century Fox. It's the same studio. It's obviously a very profitable franchise for them. I mean, the ratings aren't going to be what it was, and it was the same with The X-Files, but it goes into syndication. So they can sell it and sell it and sell it. So they don't want to stop. They want new episodes coming in. It's like a conveyor belt.
Yeah, and it has. It's what, 25 years or something at this
stage? Something ridiculous. Ridiculous like that at this stage. But it was always going to come to an end at some point.
Did you watch The X-Files? Were you an X-Files fan?
I was a huge X-Files fan. So, and the show's coming back now, I suppose, and it was limited. It's coming back in a...
I interviewed David Duchovny in February, and we were talking about it. It was just before the announcement was made, and he was telling us that, yes, we are in discussion. We're talking about it coming back and all that sort of stuff. But he did say that when he left the show, the reason why he left was because he felt like it should have ended at that point. And he said, look, I'm only signed 7 seasons. I'm not going to continue. I'll come back with the context of the show, but I'm definitely not going to be involved.
I think the issue is with a lot of these shows, when the stars become really big, it happens a lot. It's especially shows like The X-Files. They're 20, I think between 20 and 24 episodes a season, and they're hour-long shows. That's like, it's basically a movie every couple of weeks.
Bit of atmosphere,
they,
right?
Yeah,
there.
But they have to film. You know, it's dense. It's 10 months of the year. They don't necessarily get a chance to film any other things. It's not a sitcom. Something like 2.5 men would be a sitcom.
That's exactly what Harry Shearer said in his tweets, that he wanted to be able to do other things. Which hopefully for me, that means that he's going to do another Spinal Tap, because it's the anniversary of Spinal Tap. Well, it was the anniversary of Spinal Tap last year. When we were talking to him, he said, well, the Spinal Tap would never do their 25th or whatever anniversary in the actual year of it. They'd count it wrong and do it the next year or something like that. So hopefully it means that they're going to do another movie, something along those lines. But they were able to do loads of other stuff. But obviously that's what Duchovny wanted to do. He wanted to move on, all sorts of stuff. You talked, did you see, it was about sitcoms there. Characters that have left sitcoms.
Yeah.
Obviously the massive one in the last few years was Charlie Sheen.
He left. I think he got booted out more so than he left. Yeah, I mean, I think he held it together for 10 odd years, Charlie Sheen. John Cryer has written a book about it recently, really interesting book, kind of talking about everything that went on behind the scenes. So Charlie Sheen obviously went off, and Chuck Lorre, the creator of 2.5 Men and the Big Bang Theory, is huge guy at CBS in the US. When he left, they were like, are we going to continue on? Are we not going to continue on? Granted, 2.5 Men wouldn't be seen to be a show with the same level of quality as something like The X-Files or Game of Thrones or The Simpsons.
I've never gotten it, because when you see kind of the ratings of it, you're like 30 million people
the
watching
Big Bang Theory. I mean, Big Bang Theory is the same same. It's kind of ambience. It's one of those shows that's probably just done. Not that it doesn't have its moments and that it's not witty, but Sheen was replaced by Ashton Kutcher for, I think, for around 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. And Ashton Kutcher got silly money for it. Apparently Hugh Grant was very, very close to signing and pulled out the last minute, decided he didn't want to do it at the last minute. But the show was probably coming to a natural end anyway. And the ratings kind of dipped off, I think, when Charlie Sheen left. Initially, when Kutcher came in, everybody was like, brilliant, Ashton Kutcher, this is amazing, movie star on TV again. And then after, I think, half a season or a season, the ratings just started to dip off. And it's kind of, it's dying quietly now, as opposed to under a big thing of publicity after Charlie Sheen walked.
Obviously.
Or was pushed.
Yeah, it was pushed off the ledge. 51552, if you guys have any favourite characters who left TV shows and destroyed it in your eyes, or even sometimes made it better, because it can sometimes get better if someone leaves it, and you do hate the character. With 2.5 Men, I actually just never engaged with it. I never watched it, never liked it, never, I don't know, for some reason. But then I did kind of watch the first episode of when Ashton Kutcher went in.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, still not.
Because the publicity was so huge at the time. Like, it's kind of the curiosity factor. You tune in. But sometimes it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if you look at something like Game of Thrones, I mean, I have to say, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I've seen too many spoilers on the web to go from the start.
Yeah.
But Sean Bean, at the time when he signed for Game of Thrones at HBO, was this huge star. And he was seen as the star of the show. And, you know, spoiler alert, he dies at the end of the first season. We're 5 or 6 seasons in now, people. Get over it.
Yes.
But that was a huge surprise. Although anybody who'd read the books knew that the character was on the way out. But at the time, for people who were just watching from the show, just coming into this world via the show, it was huge. They'd no idea that this was going to happen. And the show since, for HBO, has become this worldwide phenomenon. And it's just absolutely massive.
Absolutely huge. And they've continued to do that with tons of characters.
Yeah, they're killing everybody, apparently. Yeah.
As well, which is going to keep happening, I'm sure. I've tried to kind of get into it, but it is that whole thing of, I've had too many spoilers at this stage that I know who is going to die. I know what's going to happen. That Red Wedding thing. That,
see, that's kind of an ensemble cast as well. The cast is always going to be huge, and they're introducing new characters all the time. For something like Breaking Bad, if Jesse or Walt had have gone mid-season, it wouldn't have worked. You don't see how it can go forward. And that's, I think, when you come back to the Simpsons, Harry Shearer is too integral. I don't know how it would work without him. It's just, like you said, unless they get somebody to do a dead-on impression, but then all you're going to get is people analysing the voice, and it's going to take you out of it a little bit, maybe.
It'll completely take you out of it. Just to actually put our minds in that world of Game of Thrones, here is Sean Bean playing in it before he did leave.
Sentence. You should swing the sword.
Is it Trace or the White Walkers?
The White Walkers have been gone for thousands of years.
I want to get into it, I do. And I've watched a few episodes of the first season because I've just moved in with my best mate and she's obsessed with it. So she's kind of forcing it down my throat. But
People that are into it are really into it. Reminds me of the X-Files when I was 16. Like, people that are into it are seriously into it. But no, I mean, he meets a very violent end as well.
He always does, so, but he dies
in every movie and every TV show that he's in. And he's kind of known for it. But I think with stuff like, you're kind of waiting for the character to go, or you're kind of waiting to see what happens with the character. Or, you know, how they kill him off, because there's memes. Like, Sean Bean's like this huge meme star on the back of Game of Thrones, so it's ruined a little bit. But I mean, you know, you could still probably sit back and watch 5 seasons on a particularly hungover weekend, I suppose.
Definitely. One of the best ones, or worst ones for me, I guess, in terms of someone leaving, was when Zach Braff left Scrubs.
Yeah.
So were you a Scrubs fan? Or
I was a huge Scrubs fan, yeah.
And then obviously with Dave Franco coming in, I was like, really?
They tried to reboot it. The way they tried to do it with Scrubs was funny, because they kept John C. McGinley, and then they tried to, I suppose, transition it to the college thing where obviously they're doctors, but they were teachers as well. And Braff's quirk was just the essence of that show, I think. That's why it worked so well. Braff was this quirky character. He'd go off on all these little sidebars in a similar way to Family Guy, and it was difficult to introduce a character that had the same level of engagement as, I think, that Braff's character, because the show was really, really built around him.
Completely.
And his relationship with Donald Faison and John C. McGinley. But McGinley was great. And I mean, Franco did introduce us to Dave Franco properly. So we should be thankful for that, I suppose.
That is true, definitely. We've got a text in, obviously not a comedic medical TV show, but a TV show that is about medical, whatever. When Doug and Carter left ER, I never watched ER. I just know that George Clooney
You're
was in it.
Young.
That's all I know.
You're too young to remember ER. I remember ER well.
Was one of them George Clooney?
George Clooney as well. There's a point, and everybody says this about George Clooney, in the third season of ER, that's an episode entirely based around George Clooney, where he rescues somebody. I think they're stuck in, there's a flood somewhere, and Clooney's down there rescuing him, looking all heroic. And there's a point where producers in Hollywood and everybody said that was the point where George Clooney became a superstar.
Yeah.
Because the whole episode was based around his character doing something ridiculously heroic, and Clooney was just awesome. It's in the third season. But the same thing happened with Carter, Noah Wyle. Although he didn't probably kick on as much as Clooney obviously did.
Yeah.
But I mean, these shows can be absolutely huge for actors. And again, you know, if you leave, you can leave too early too. That happened with Catherine Heigl and Grey's Anatomy as well, mm-hmm. Where she really annoyed the writers.
She's annoyed everybody in her career. Does she have a career anymore?
I don't know. It's a strange one because she won an Emmy the previous year and then said she wanted to not be considered for Emmy the following year because the writing wasn't good enough, which is a nuts thing to say. Whether she's trying to be honest or not was a silly thing to say. So naturally enough, the writers wrote her into, I think, a coma. So she was in bed for an entire season.
It's like, you have to report into work, but you're going to do absolutely nothing.
She's still probably getting paid $750,000 an episode to lie in bed, but she didn't have a whole lot to do that season. But she went on to try and have a movie career. She had a couple of hit movies, and then after that...
Did she not mess that up, though, as well, by giving out about the movies?
Yeah, she did. Well, she knocked up. She kind of came on and said some things about Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen that I don't think have reverberated too well or gone down too well. But, I mean, she had another show that bombed, that's just been cancelled, Joe Carnahan's show, and he's come out. Joe Carnahan's a really good director.
Yeah.
He did The Grey and The A-Team and Narc, brilliant director, produced this show, does The Blacklist too, and he's come out defending her, saying she's awesome. You know, she's got this horrible reputation, it's unfair. She might have been just going through a bad patch or whatever, but it was a point where her character Izzy probably should have stayed in the show a couple more seasons. She needed it, where she thinks, look, I'm a movie star, I don't need this. Goes to headline a couple of movies.
Do you think she could go back now to kind of...
She's done a TV show for NBC and it hasn't even made it over here. It's been cancelled, I think, after 15 or so episodes, the Joe Carnahan show.
Wait, did she die in Grey's Anatomy, or did she?
She dies in Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, they kill her off, and then so I mean, you've got away. And as well, I think you've got like Mac Dreamy as well. That's in the news
exactly.
There recently.
Just left someone just text in there to say, well, McSteamy and Yang. Oh, it is McDreamy, I think, McSteamy as well. Like, whatever. All very sad.
Mike something.
That he left, obviously. There's a spoiler for everybody, but still, it is quite widely known.
And Patrick Dempsey's one of these guys as well. That's, you know, he's a quintessential movie star. Maybe with the 80s vibe, he's classically good looking, kind of a career resurgence with Grey's Anatomy. And he probably thought, I'm going to, you know, give this as long as I can. Mm-hmm. I think it's 8 seasons he gave it.
I'm surprised he was still in. I had no idea that he was still there.
It's one of those shows, probably, again, that keeps going past a certain point and it kind of loses its, I mean, for the core fans are probably going to stick around, but it's probably still going to lose 4 or 5 million viewers.
And they do
along.
Something crazy. Like the last thing I saw of a promo for it was a huge plane crash, and I was just kind of like, really?
It's kind of soapy, isn't it?
I think Days of Our Lives sort of stuff.
But then they'll just reboot it in 10 years, like they're doing with The X-Files now, and they'll make more money off it, probably.
Exactly. So he's gone. Everybody's upset about that. Do you think Grey's Anatomy will survive without him?
I think so. I think it's people point to tune more for the soapy storylines than anything else. He's obviously a huge character, but they've had characters come and go before, and I think when you've got shows that are that long or seasons that are that long and hour-long episodes, you've got more time to play with characters and kind of tease characters and introduce characters. So for like half-long sitcoms and stuff where people have spent 10 years becoming enamored with Charlie Sheen's character only then to have Ashton Kutcher come in, it's a little bit different. You know, people are creatures of habit, I think, for the shorter shows maybe.
Exactly. So do you think that this will mean the demise of The Simpsons? Will it mean 2 more years that's all we have to put up with, and then we can just enjoy the classics?
I hope so. I mean, you know, it needs to end because it is, you know, I think arguably the greatest TV show of all time. And Shearer's complained before about, I think it was way back in the 90s, the late 90s, the early 2000s, where he was complaining about how the actors were treated. He wasn't happy with how much money they were getting paid. He's been vocal about it before. But I mean, at the end of the day as well, this could be some semblance of a publicity stunt, and they could come back in there. There could be negotiations. You could get more money. And it was like, oh yeah, deadly. Harry Shearer's coming back. And then he does the final 2 seasons. So you don't know what's going on. But I do hope it is the end of the show, because I think it's a great show, but I think it's past its sell-by date.
Definitely. Hopefully maybe even one final movie, and then we can finally take
a bite
of
the movie's fun.
Characters.
It's a good
movie. I really enjoyed it. I did. And a lot of people didn't like it at all, but I did enjoy it. I will thank you so much for coming in,
no worries.
Really, really appreciate it, for talking about all of that. And I will leave it with this clip from The Simpsons, and then we'll take some music. Thanks a million. This is Mike Sheridan from entertainment.ie.
Forbidden donut.
Well, well, finishing something?
Homer, did you eat that donut?
No.
Your wide behind won't save you this time. Hey, Bart.
Hey.
Wait, doesn't my father have the right to a fair trial?
Oh, you Americans with your due process and fair trials. This is always so much easier in Mexico. All right, very well. We'll have the trial tomorrow at the stroke of midnight. Till then, you're going to spend the day in hell.
Two
FM.